This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Welcome, everyone. Lady D, Blue Demon basketball on the air. Tonight, it's home cooking for the Lady D's and Blue Demons. The Mustangs come to town in the South Central Conference rival. And tonight, we're going to have them both for you. Weather Nature's going to be a little unkind to us as the night goes on, but we're going to try to warm it up and heat it up in here and give you a full night of basketball, and we're glad to have you along on this Tuesday night. Going to be a busy week for us here as we prepare for sectionals coming up in wrestling. It's going to be held right here. So, folks, if you want to see top-notch wrestling, you want to get out and support your Blue Demon wrestlers, you'll have the chance this Saturday, and the most important meet of the entire season is this Saturday for those young men who put forth all this effort all season long, the sweat, the blood, the tears that are put into wrestling. Well, that effort is going to come to fruition in one big climatic event here on Saturday to set up an opportunity for these kids to keep on their journey to the well, and we're going to be here to bring that to you first thing on Saturday morning. Of course, Friday night, we don't want to forget the Rockets come to town and another South Central Conference rivalry, and we're going to have that broadcast for you right here. We're going to take a quick timeout, come out, set up the first game of this boy-girl doubleheader of the Lady D's and the Mustangs, who met just 1 week ago, went into overtime. Will tonight bring us the same storyline? Well, we're going to find out when we come back. You're listening to Lady D and Blue Demon Basketball.
Save on refreshment this week at Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods on North Clinton in Albia. Open 7 days a week. This week, Pepsi product 12 packs are 3 for $12. 2 liter bottles of Pepsi and Mountain Dew products are 4 for $5. There's a super buy on Livingston Cellars wines, 1.5 liters, $4.99. Natural Light and Natural Ice 12 packs are $6.49 plus deposit. Refresh with savings from Jim and Charlie's.
Teamwork makes a winning team, like the one you get with Walmart Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, and the Iowa Farm Bureau. We work together to make it easy for Farm Bureau members in Iowa to choose a health insurance plan from the Blues through local Farm Bureau agents. Work with a winning team. Call Farm Bureau agent Brad Witt in Albia at 641-932-7873. Products available through Farm Bureau Financial Services.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader. Thunder Country, KIIC.
Both teams huddle up and get ready to get underway here on this boy-girl doubleheader. And as I mentioned earlier, this is a rematch of just 1 week ago when these two teams met down in Davis County. It was a barn burner that took extra minutes to complete, and the Lady D's came up a little short in that contest. But overall, that is the best performance I've seen this Lady D's play in the entire season. Can we get the same type of outcome tonight, same type of response from this Lady D basketball team? Well, that's kind of the mystery, because this team has all kinds of potential, all kinds of talent. And I think at times they just don't recognize that, and sometimes the old rim gets tight, and it's the ball doesn't fall your way. But this is a very good basketball team. Ladies will put on the basketball court that is learning to improve and get better. Here comes the jump. We're underway, and the Mustangs get the opening possession on the tip. Here comes the Mustangs. Albia falls back into its zone defense. Looks like, well, they're going to man this thing up. Switch up and man up. Here's a pass inside. Back out. The left side it goes. Good ball movement by the Mustangs. Here's a pass inside. A shot put up. And that's going to be a foul on Dyson. Good entry pass in there to Riley Eakins. Eakins on the season. Get her stats. Her first free throw is up. It's no good. She's got two shots to come here. She leads the Mustangs in scoring at 15.5 a game. Shooting 60% from the free throw line. Second one on its way. High Archer off the front of the rim. No good. Dyson clears it off. Gets it off to Griffin. McKenzie will walk it up and bring it across the midcourt stripe. Man defense applied by the Mustangs. Right side goes Crawl. Inside Bettis. Bettis head fake. Drives down to the baseline. Puts a shot up off the block and good. Brooke Bettis with her first basket of the night. She's averaging 12.5 a contest. She's the leading scorer for the Blue Demons. 2-0 Albia here in the early going. Man defense applied by the Lady D's. Graves with it, tries to go down low. Here's a shot on the baseline, up no good, tipped and out of bounds. Last touched by the Lady Mustangs. As McKenna Harward tried to get that rebound on the backside and tipped it out of bounds. Here comes full court pressure applied by the Lady Mustangs. Griffin brings it across the half court line. Crosses over, goes to the left side to Garver. Kristen Garver looking on the inside, the senior, finds her teammate on the baseline. There's going to be a 3-second violation on Albia. Well, while we're talking about Kristen Garver, the outstanding senior, let's give a little shout-out to her grandma. Grandma Joyce is listening in, and I hear that you're recovering, Joyce, from a surgery. We want to wish you the very best. I usually see you here, and I know you would be here if you could, so I'm sure that you're missing being here tonight, but I'll try my best to bring you a full description of tonight's contest. And hurry up with that recovery. The Lady D's need you. Turnover by the Mustangs. Albia out in front here, 2-0. 6:30 to go, just underway. Griffin will walk it up. Picked up by Graves. Graves was outstanding against Albia on the contest just 1 week ago. Kristen Garver gets a pick, goes to the left side, picks up a dribble, puts the shot up, partially blocked. Recovered by Cassie Crawl. Crawl goes out top. Lady D's will set things back up. Crawl, right wing, gets a pick. Picks up her dribble, looks inside, nothing there. Out front to Garver. To the left corner goes Griffin. Head fake. Dribble drives. Down low goes to Brooke Bettis on a little dump off pass. And couldn't get the shot to fall. But Dyson comes up with it and then turns it over on a traveling call. But an absolutely beautiful pass there from Mackenzie Griffin. Bettis came off the pick and roll. Did a great job of rolling to the spot. Griffin recognizing she was going to come open. Bounced past it right to her, right where you'd want it to be, but couldn't get the shot to drop. 2-0 Lady D's. 5.5 to go here, opening quarter. Mustangs with the basketball, right side. Top of the circle, Graves. Dribbles to the left side, spins in. Picks up her dribble. Good double team there by the Lady D's. Long shot on the way. No good rebound controlled by Griffin. One and done for the Lady Mustangs. Here comes Mackenzie Griffin, loses her hair tie. Get a little help from her friends in Stripe. They'll pick that up. Griffin tries to go inside to Dyson. Tip taken away by the Mustangs. Here comes Lady Mustangs in transition. Pass on the block. Shot up. No good. A little duck under move by Allie McClure for the Mustangs. And she'll pick up a foul. This will send her to the charity stripe. She'll have two shots right here. Albia still holding on to a 2-0 lead. 5:05 to go here, opening quarter. And here's the first shot. It is good. Here in the background, you should be here in the student section. Always lively. Tonight they bring out the Hawaiian apparel. And KTVO's in the house tonight. And they've got the camera on and doing a little segment on the student body, the student section. And then, they're going to be bringing highlights of this game. So here's the second shot. It's no good. Rebound loose. Controlled by the Lady Mustangs. They'll come up with it, and they'll try to come. And a quick reach in there by Cassie Krall. She gets the turnover for the Lady D's. Albie will go the other direction. Bossard with it. Just checked in. Bossard goes baseline. Here's a pass that gets over the head of Allie Bettis. Check that. That was Peterson with the pass. It gets away, and Albia now to lose a headset. Albia with the basketball. Bettis down low. Picks up her dribble. On the block, goes out top, Griffin. Two-one Lady D's. Four and a half to go, opening quarter. Low-scoring opener here. Here's a pass inside Bettis, and she'll travel with the basketball. Went to a little jump stop. Brooke tried to get the defender to commit with the body, and when she did, she picked up her dribble and shuffled her feet. Here comes the Lady Mustangs. Right wing it goes. Harward to Graves. Graves assessing this Albia defense. So that we have a changeup in the defense by the Lady D's at zone defense. Here's a shot on the middle. Up and good. Kate Birchmeyer with the basket, and the Mustangs with their first lead here at 3:46 to go. 3-2 contest. And we'll have a foul. Griffin bringing the ball up court. Had Harward inside of her jersey. A little too far inside, and that's going to be a foul on Harward. That's the first team foul for the Mustangs. 3:43 to go. Opening quarter, 3-2 Davis County. Griffin gets the inbounds pass after the foul. Dribbles in the lane. Picks up a dribble. Tries to go down low to Bettis. Ball's taken away. Here comes Shelby Graves in transition. Easy basket for the Mustangs. 5-2 here. Griffin went down the heart of the lane. A little dribble drive. Actually had an open shot, but tried to get it to her teammate instead. Now I'll be with the basketball. Bettis down low. Dribbles in. Puts the shot up. Has it blocked by Eakins. Here comes the Mustangs in transition. Little pass taken away and tipped out of bounds as Albie does a good job of getting back on defense. 5-2 Davis County. 3:05 to go here in this opening quarter. Full night of basketball for you. We'll keep you updated with the weather forecast. Scotty Fry back on the board. Keeping track of the KIC weather monitor. The National Weather Service, of course, will be checking in with them. Here's a spin in the lane. Shot put up and good. Shelby Graves with the basket. That's her fourth point of the night and the largest lead now by the Mustangs at 5. 7-2 the score. Here's a pass taken away and then recovered by Clark. A steal, re-steal, and now a foul. Pass to Sarah Clark was tipped away, briefly stolen by Allie McClure. Sarah stole it back, and then McClure tried to take it back from Clark, and that's where the foul took place. Here comes Griffin. Left side it goes, taking Bossard. Picks up her dribble. Finds Dyson. Down low goes to Peterson. On the block, puts it up. A little too strong over the top of the rim. No good. We're going to have a jump ball on the backside as Graves. And Katie Dyson got tied up on that backside on the miss by Peterson. Albie gets the ball after the alternating possession. Griffin with it. Inbounds to Dyson. Left wing it goes. Back to the corner to Griffin. Shot on the way off the side of the iron. Bossard on the lane with the rebound. Loses the ball. And here comes the Lady Mustangs. Shelby Graves with the basketball. Picks it up. Hands it off to Birchmeyer. And she'll hand it off to her teammate Graves, and they'll set things up. Albion is 1-2-2 zone defense. Extending it out beyond the arc. Mustangs working the ball across the top. Here's a shot put up along the shot there by Guider. No good. Rebound controlled by the Lady D's. 7-2 here. Clark with it. Albie trailing by 5. Albie with the possession. Picks up her dribble. She's in trouble. She's got to get rid of it. Goes down low to Dyson. Turns on the block. Spins in the lane. Puts a shot up and we're going to have a travel. 1:46 to go. And I will say this over and over again. This Lady D basketball team is a few turnovers away and a couple of shots that have rimmed out away from being a really good basketball team. They've got the talent, got the effort. Last week they put everything together and had a really good performance down Davis County. Took overtime for the Mustangs to get a win on their home court. The Mustangs with the basketball. Birchmeyer from just beyond the free throw line puts it up, leaves it strong. Rebound goes to the Lady D's. Griffin goes to the left side. Garver checked back in. Kristen with the basketball. Dribbles to the top. Picks her dribble up. Goes cross court. Griffin. Right wing beyond the arc. Manned up now. Head fake. Goes baseline. Puts a shot up off the iron. No good. Left it a little short. Rebound to the Mustangs, and they'll go the other direction. Albie doing a good job of getting back on defense. Allowing the Mustangs to get out and run. 7-2 your score here. 58 seconds to go in this opening quarter. Man defense now by the Lady D's. Here's Akins with the shot. She's fouled. Look like Akins may have shuffled her feet on the way to the basket. But I'm a long ways from the court. And they wear the stripes and they have the whistle. In my opinion, really doesn't matter. Here's the first free throw, and that is going to fall short. And she'll have a second one to come here. Akins 0 for 3 from the line. She was solid down at Davis County. She was 5 for 6 from the free throw line. She's 0 for 3 so far here. Here's her second shot up. This one is nothing but the bottom of the net. 8-2, a 6-point lead, largest of the night for the Mustangs. Lady D's with only one first quarter basket. See if they can change that on this possession. Garver brings it up, hands it off to Griffin. She'll get across the half court line, double team. Picks her dribble up to Crawl on the right wing. McKenna McLean down low. McLean on the block. Couldn't get the pass. Couldn't handle it. And the Mustangs come up with a steal. And they'll go the other direction. Guider out top. Left side it goes to Hoagland. Guider going to the right side. Down low on the box. Mustangs with the basketball. Nearly turned it over. A long three by Guider on the way. Off the iron. No good. Rebound. Chased down. Controlled by Crawl. And then Cassie. She grabbed the rebound. Turned her body, and Guider came over her back. So that'll be the third team foul on the Mustangs. 13 and a half seconds to go in this opening quarter. Griffin gets the inbounds from McLean. She'll go coast to coast. Right to the basket. Picks up her dribble, goes down low, tries Bettis on the block. Bettis puts a shot up. She's fouled. 6.5 ticks on the clock. And that will send Bettis to the free throw line. Brooke Bettis, she'll have two shots here. Chance to trim this 6-point lead. Brooke takes her time, throws it up, off the iron, no good. May rush that one just a little bit. She'll have another opportunity right here. Second one on its way, it is good. So that ends a 5.5 minute scoring drought by the Lady D's. Here's a steal. Carver with the steal. 1 second to go. Puts a shot up on the glass. Couldn't get it to go. Heads up defensive play there by the senior Kristen Garver. The first quarter will come to conclusion. Albie will trail by 5 when we go to the second quarter. We'll be right back. You're listening to Lady D and Blue Demon Basketball. Don't go anywhere.
Whether you're looking for a smart investment or have a CD maturing, come to Community First Credit Union today and earn more. With a minimum of $500, we're offering CD specials from a 36-month term with a rate of 1.6% APY to a 60-month term with a rate of 2% APY. Hurry in! Our special ends January 31st. Don't miss out on your chance to earn more with a CD from CFirst. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APY is annual percentage yield rate subject to change at any time, federally insured by the NCUA.
Call Southern Iowa Technologies for all your communications needs. Southern Iowa Technologies installs and services computer networking systems, access control systems, video surveillance systems, and telephone systems, from the individual to large businesses. Southern Iowa Technologies has been serving the Southern Iowa community for 10 years. Call 641-777-2824 for any communication needs you may have. That's 641-777-2824.
Now, back to the voice of the Lady D's, Jason Summers.
Well, Grandma Joyce, I hope you're sitting back and recovering. My voice isn't tormenting your ears too bad. Give me a good description of your granddaughter's performance tonight. The Lady D's and the Blue Demons at it. Kristen Garver's grandma recovering back home. You can count on her to be here if she's healthy. She is... They might as well give her a jersey. Here comes a shot by Harward on the first possession of the second quarter. Shot no good. Rebound controlled by Cassie Krall. Off to Mackenzie Griffin. Right side it goes Bettis. Bettis to the top of the circle. Garver with it. Looks to the left side. Good ball movement here by the Lady D's. Taking some time here. Griffin off the pick. Puts the shot at three on the way. Oh, so close. That thing was halfway down. And if that isn't the picture of this Lady D season. So close. That thing rimmed around two or three times. Fell out. Good look. Good ball movement that time by the Lady D's. Here's the inbounds pass. Garver, head fake. And she's going to be called for travel. 7:22 to go here, first half. 8-3 your score. The Lady D's scored the first basket. About 6.5 to go. And they went on at the time, 5.5 minutes. It was over 6 minutes scoreless. Drought. Here, Akins in the lane. Good. Akins got the basketball in the lane, and she is so tough when she gets it down low, and that's another basket for her. That's her third point. And now a 7-point lead for the Mustangs. Garver picks up her dribble. Gets Peterson, senior. Senior to senior. Here's a shot from the free throw line. Up, no good. Rebound cleared up by Akins. She'll get it out to her teammate, Graves. Graves will slow it down, walk it up. Abby falls back to a sagging man defense. Akins with it. Goes inside. Birchmeyer goes cross court. Here's a pass down low. Akins up off the block. No good. Puts the follow up. No good. Rebound backside. Bettis to Griffin. Abby will try to push it ahead. And we're going to have a timeout on the court. Coach Achenbach wants to talk things over. We'll do the same with 6:22 to go here in the first half. Albie down by 7, 10-3 your score. We'll take a quick timeout. Come right back. You're listening to Lady D and Blue Demon Basketball.
Are you still searching for the hometown store with hometown values that will still be around next year? Mick Furniture in Albia has been in business for over 50 years and is a family-owned and operated hometown store. Mick Furniture is your local Whirlpool dealer. Mick Furniture has the new Whirlpool French door refrigerator, Gabriel top-load washers and dryers, dishwashers and microwaves with many options to choose from. So when you need to replace any of your appliances, check out the selection of Whirlpool appliances at Mick Furniture on the west side of the Albia Square.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
Full quarter gone by without the Blue Demons scoring a field goal. Trying to change that on this possession. Here's Peterson in the lane. Senior shot up, no good. Rebound controlled by Griffin. She'll try to reset it here. Out front it goes to Garver. Left side taken away on the pass. Here comes the Mustangs in transition. Garver gets back, puts a shot, blocks the shot, but then on the miss, Graves picks it up, and Cassie Krall from behind comes up, picks up the foul, the basket drops, and a free throw to come. 9-point lead here, 6 points for Graves. The free throw on its way, and Graves makes the old-school three-point play. 10-point Davis County lead. Lady D's with the basketball. Man defense applied by the Mustangs. Bettis with it. Goes to Peterson in the lane. And traveling. Oh, I didn't see that. But that will be another turnover. And teams. You have a hard time competing in basketball games when your turnovers are greater than your points. The Mustangs with the lead and with the basketball. Akins goes to the right side, right wing, as Graves will work it around the perimeter. The Mustangs. Good ball movement, good defense. Here's a pass down low, and Akins is going to pick up a foul on Peterson. I thought Kylie had done a really good job of fronting Akins, and they are going to give it on Akins. I thought that they were first going to give that to Peterson, but I thought Kylie had done a really good job of getting position down there. Nearly got the steal, but she gets the foul, and Albie gets the ball back. 5:11 to go here, and here's a palming call on the Lady D's. Wow. When it rains, it pours. And when it snows around here, sometimes it really snows. And we're not hoping for any of that tonight. After a couple of big thunderstorms last night, get you kind of excited for spring. This morning at 5:30, my workout, 65 degrees. And a thunderstorm. An intense thunderstorm. Here comes the Mustangs. Graves puts a shot up in the lane. And traveling. Well, both these teams are full of generosity. They have been giving and giving and giving their team opportunities. The Mustangs have taken advantage of those opportunities, and Lady D's have struggled. Albie's going to try to do something here. Crawl with it. Goes down low to Dyson. Puts a shot up in the foul on Akins. What a beautiful look there. Crawl got the ball on the wing. Waited for Dyson to break to the basket. Dropped it out in front of her. And Dyson had to go down low, pick the ball up off the floor. But was ran into by Akins. Dyson's first free throw. Oh! Once again, it's like someone took Saran wrap and wrapped it around that rim. Can't blame Jack and Johnny Flattery. He's delivering for a high V right now, but he's going to be here for the boys' game. Second one by Dyson. This one's no good as well. Another missed opportunity right there for Albion. 10-point Davis County lead. Here's a pass inside. Nearly stolen away, but the Mustangs come up with it. Guider puts a long shot up. No good. Rebound backside. Tegan Bossard puts the ball on the ground. Has it stripped away after she got the rebound. And here is a travel. Well, I'd be making a real good living if I was a travel agent right now. All that's going on in this court. Here comes the Lady D's. Griffin in the lane, puts a shot up, spun in the lane. When she did so, the shot went to the right. Her hand went to the left. And the foul will be put on number 5, Harward. That is her second foul. And Griffin will have free throws right here. The sophomore puts the first free throw up. It is good. Mackenzie Griffin averaging 6.8 points a game. 45.5% from the free throw line on the season. Makes the first one, second one to come. It's up. It's off the back of the iron. No good. Bettis with the rebound. Brooke follows. Shot up good. Now that's the kind of a performance you need. Right there. Here's a long three-pointer up. No good. Rebound loose. Controlled on the backside. Birchmeyer puts it up and good. 15-6. Albie trails by 9. 3:40 to go in this first half. Griffin goes to the left side. Finds Bossard. Tegan. Head fakes. Goes by her defender. Has a shot blocked by Akins. That is what we haven't seen tonight. There should have been a travel. Nothing called. Graves with it. Graves will get the push off. Graves initially traveled to call, didn't get the call. As she recovered, trying to get her balance, she literally was losing her balance and just reached out and pushed off Mackenzie Griffin. And that will be her first foul, team foul number 8. So the ladies will be shooting free throws. Here's a drive in the lane. Griffin nearly traveled, but her floater does not fall, and the Mustangs clear the boards. They'll go the other way. Guider with it. Up top, Graves. Man defense applied by the Lady D's. 3:07 to go. Three-pointer on the way. Good. Wow. Graves from downtown. She dialed that up from somewhere near the courtyard. 12-point Mustang lead. Griffin with the basketball. Goes inside. Dyson on the block. Fronted. She'll go back out to Griffin. To Bossert. She'll set things up. Good patience there by Albia. 2:39 to go. Right side it goes Griffin. Looking inside. Head fake. This is her defender by her. Goes down low to Dyson up off the glass. Good. Good job by both those young players. Griffin with the recognition that the defender was coming out on her, so she kept the drive. Both defenders surrounded her, and that meant somebody had to be open, and she found her teammate Dyson for the easy look. Here's a shot in the lane. No good. Rebound controlled by the Mustangs. Second follow. No good. Griffin comes up with it. 18-8. Albie with the basketball. 2:07 to go. Bossert goes down low to Bettis and has the ball tipped away. Ladies will get the ball back. Kristen Garville will check back in. She'll give Bossert a breather. Kylie Peterson will check in for Katie Dyson. Crawl to inbounds. Crawl over the top to Bettis. To Garver, left side, tipped out of bounds. And they're going to say that's out on Albia. Garver tried to go to Crawl, and quick hands there of Graves. Tipped it into Crawl, and it goes out of bounds. 10-point Mustang lead. Coach Jeff Graves is going to join me up here between the halftime break. Talk about the second game. Yeah, we got to witness two really good basketball games down in Davis County a week ago. And we'll talk with the head coach of the Mustangs during our halftime break. Foul on the inside by the Lady D's will send Akins once again to the free throw line. This time she'll have two. First one on its way. It is good. Akins, second shot. It's up. It's no good. Rimmed out. Controlled by Bettis. 1:36 to go. An 11-point lead for Davis County. To the left corner it goes. Garver with it. Finds Peterson. Peterson. Splits the defenders, kicks out to Garver. Jump shot on the way, strong off the rebound, controlled by Griffin. She'll put the shot up, have it blocked. And we're going to have a foul. Nope. We're going to have a timeout call. Mustangs got the rebound. They'll call timeout. We'll do the same. 1:19 to go here in the first half. It's the Mustangs, Lady Mustangs, out in front here 19-8 in the South Central Conference matchup. We'll take a quick timeout. Come right back. You're listening to Lady D and Blue Demon Basketball.
This is Mike Gray with Albia Motor Company. I would like to take a moment to invite you to Albia Motor to take a look at Ford's new vehicle model lineup. From the 40-mile-per-gallon Ford Focus to America's most capable pickup, the Ford Super Duty, I am positive we have a vehicle to fit your needs. Ford Motor Company has taken the time to listen to you, the people of America, to help make our products top class and a great driving experience. Please stop by today and experience a new Ford vehicle. That's Albia Motor Company, right here in Albia, Iowa, quietly doing business since 1950.
Returning you back to the ball game with the one and only Jason Summers.
The world couldn't handle two of them. welcome back on the after the timeout on the inbounds. The Mustangs turned the ball over on a travel call, and here is another. Oh my! Another foul. Brooke Bettis on that one. She trying to get the inbounds pass, kind of pushed off a little bit. She'll pick up the foul. That's her second, team number six. Back-to-back turnovers. With 1:08 to go, Albia finds itself trailing by 11 here in the first half. Graves with it. Right side it goes. Now back to Graves. Graves. Double-teamed out front. Picks up her dribble, goes cross court, no one's there. That'll carry them out of bounds, and the ladies will get the ball back. Final 49 seconds of this first half. Griffin brings it up. Crossover goes to the left side. Garver, the senior, looks inside. Finds Peterson. Ball tipped away. Sarah Clark, who just checked in, recovers. Griffin picks up her dribble, tries to go to the block. Peterson on the block, puts a shot, lifts it a little short, gets her own rebound, falls again. McLean on the backside, off the glass, no good. Three nice looks there by the Lady D's. Couldn't get the fall, 20 seconds to go. Albie down by 11. Here comes the Mustangs. Graves, right side. A shot put up by the Mustangs, up and good. No hesitation there by Allie McClure. 10 seconds to go. Griffin, left side. Goes to the corner. Garver, 2 seconds. Kristen puts the shot up. No good at the buzzer, and that will conclude the first half of action. 21-8, your halftime score. Jeff Graves will join me up here in just a few minutes to talk about the second game of this boy-girl doubleheader. But as we go to the halftime break, Albia down by 13. We'll also get you updated during this halftime break on the weather, as, of course, everyone keeping a close eye and a close ear on the weather tonight, as Mother Nature changes from 65 to, I think the high tomorrow is going to be around 13. Yuck. We'll come right back. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Lady D and Blue Demon Basketball.
Our friendly service and convenient locations are just another reason to bank with People's State Bank. Hi, I'm Vicki with People's State Bank, and we are here to help you with all your banking needs. Stop in and see Jenny, Nikki, or myself at People's State Bank. People you know, people you trust. Member FDIC.
People's State Bank's drive-up location is open until 6 p.m. It's convenient, and we're there to help you when you get off work and need to do your banking business. Hi, I'm Julie. Stop by the Motor Bank and talk to Jeannie, Carolyn, or myself. People's State Bank, people you know, people you trust. Member FDIC.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albia. Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
Whether you're looking for a smart investment or have a CD maturing, come to Community First Credit Union today and earn more. With a minimum of $500, we're offering CD specials from a 36-month term with a rate of 1.6% APY to a 60-month term with a rate of 2% APY. Hurry in! Our special ends January 31st. Don't miss out on your chance to earn more with a CD from CFirst. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APY is annual percentage yield, rate subject to change at any time, federally insured by the NCUA.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Halftime here at the girls' basketball game. The Mustangs out in front. Lady Mustangs up by 13, 21-8 your score. And I'm honored to have the head coach of the Mustangs, the boys' basketball team, Coach Jeff Graves. And, Coach, first of all, you guys are very similar to Albia. When I look at these two teams, I say that they got a lot of the same characteristics. They got guys that can score, but they're looking for that third score. And then some nights they're really, really good, and other nights they struggle a little bit. Is that a pretty good synopsis?
Yeah, that is. We some nights we have good post presence, and a lot of I've figured out this year, more so than any other year, it's matchups, how we match up with the other teams. And sometimes our best offensive team isn't our best defensive team, and kind of depends on what the other team's running. So there are a lot of similarities between Albion and Davis County. Both will run it a little bit. Both play man-to-man defense. Albia's got, some good, very good role players that can help them come crunch time, and then obviously they have the two good scorers, or the very good scorers, and we'll have to try to play good on the ball defense tonight on those two guys.
Well, hey, we had a great time down in Davis County. I know it didn't turn out the way that the Mustangs fans wanted it, but when you looked at that game, you had to say, hey, that was a highly competitive basketball game, a really good environment, and from that, Albia had some lessons learned. I know you guys did the same thing.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what who's made a couple of moves or changes tonight. But, you know, we've always kind of had the philosophy at Davis County that we're going to do what we do better than what you do. And whether that's stubborn or arrogant or whatever, I don't know what it is. But you can't change too much, especially in high school basketball. Your schedules and short practices, you just have to, you know, you could tinker all year, and I'm not sure you'd get good at anything that you did. So we'll stick to basically what we've done all year. And that man-to-man defense, I hope on the ball defense. I thought at the beginning of the year we could be pretty decent at it. And right now that when we play that good on the ball defense and rebound, then we're going to give ourselves a chance to win.
Well, that's kind of been your over the years watching. And I think this, you know, I have a lot of compliments I can throw your way. The consistency of your basketball program is always consistent. You always put really good basketball teams on the court that will be highly competitive. And you know, that's not easy. It isn't. You've got to really stay consistent with the way you're teaching and instructing. And kudos to you because you've really done that down Davis County.
Well, thank you very much for that, and I appreciate that. I've just, you know, at Moravia and Davis County, I've just had some great kids that weren't afraid to work, and really bought into the system we have and everything. So that all the credit goes to, you know, the assistant coaches and the junior high coaches, and especially the players.
Well, Park Michaels and wow, those two kids are just outstanding athletes. 20 points a game for Michaels. I think he's one of the premier athletes in the entire league, but a guy that can create shots like maybe no other. I think him and Tanner Callow almost are identical.
Yeah, he can. He uses that backboard. That's kind of a, you know, a lost art maybe, but he can touch her off that backboard. You know, last night we played Clark County out of Missouri, and we were down 8 at half, and I don't know how many points he had in the third quarter. I think he ended up with 32 for the game, and we came back, and just like Albia, we had a 6-point lead with about 3 minutes left, and we ended up, we lost by 2. Had several chances, had some wide-open shots, and just they didn't fall for us last night.
You've had a number of those games this year. You know, as a coach, because you love the kids, you know, passionate about them, and you know when they're that close. I mean, that's got to really beat you up and tear you up. But what do you tell them in the locker room? Well, you know, hey, they're giving everything they got. They're right there. But some nights it just some years that's the way it goes.
Yes, it is. And I today I went through the scorebook and just wrote down the games that, and even the games that we have won. They've been close games. We were just fortunate early in the year that we were coming out on top. Second time around the conference. You know, changes and some scouting and people get to know us better and everything. They've made some adjustments, but now we've had some very close games, and you go into that locker room and, you know, it sounds like the same thing you're saying. And yeah. I feel bad for the boys because I know the effort they're given and everything. But there's evidently other plans for them other than winning every basketball game.
Well, Coach, you do an outstanding job. I love the way you guys compete. Absolutely love the way you compete. And I don't think I've always been partial to playing down Davis County. It is one of the best environments because it's so tight. And down there last week, that was a great environment. But that's one tough place to play when you're not from Davis County.
Yeah, I love that gym. You know, you get in there and it gets loud, and that you just feed off that energy and the pep band's playing and everything. So yeah, I love that gym down there. And I think teams that come and play there. You know, I've had other players say that, you know, it's unique. The gym is unique, and they enjoy playing there as well because of the noise level.
Well, I always have my best games, believe it or not, down there because I was excited for it. You know, sometimes it can intimidate, but I just love that environment and because it was an environment. You know, everybody was excited about basketball. And for those who don't know, and I'm going to let a lot of the Albie listeners know, and I'm going to give you this compliment. Years and years ago, you helped helped organize and get the Southern Iowa Youth Basketball League to go, and you really were instrumental in that, and it's really paid dividends for our kids and over 61 teams into two different divisions. There's probably 80 teams that come off of this league that we started many, many years ago, and I appreciate all the work you helped with that over the years, too.
Well, I'll thank Albia for it because it benefits, you know, it benefits all the kids and that great opportunity to get to play. You know, and what you've done, you know, I remember my son coming up here and playing flag football, my gosh, a long time
ago.
Yeah, you've had things started in the right way up here and everything, and I know that you do it for the kids and everything, so, and it does pay off for them.
Absolutely. Coach, hey, thank you so much. Go have fun tonight. we root for you every other night. Tonight, we'll be rooting for you to have a good time and for everyone to really give their best effort.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate being on.
Head coach of the Davis County Mustangs, outstanding coach Jeff Graves. And I'll tell you what, folks, he's building a program, has built one of consistency. And you know it. You hear it. You see every year in, year out, the Mustangs bring a really quality basketball team to the court. And it's not by accident. It's the hard work that the coach has put in. And he's one of the best in the business, no doubt about that. We'll take a timeout, come back, and get you set up for the second half of our boy-girl doubleheader of this contest right here at halftime, 21-18, 13-point Lady D deficit. The Lady Ds have found themselves in the same spot. Last week they made the comeback. Let's see if we can do the same thing here when we come back. Back to Lady D and Blue Demon basketball.
The Tharp Funeral Home in Albia has a tradition of serving families in Albia and the surrounding areas. Being locally owned and operated, I'm proud to say that my staff and I were born and raised in this community and are honored to be able to serve the people in our community at their time of need. Let us help you make an informed decision at any time. I'm Richard Tharp. Call Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
Are you spending as much at the grocery store on Fluffy the Cat and Bowser your Bulldog as on yourself? You need to come out to Quality Ag Service, just 1 mile west of town on the new Old Highway 34. Sign up for the Baker's Dozen. Buying pet food in bulk size packaging will save you money, and for every 12 bags you buy, you get the 13th free. We carry a full line of dog and cat food, as well as Nutrina horse feed, rabbit feed, bird feed, and bagged corn. You'll save money, and your pets will be eating nutritious, high-quality food. You'll all be happy.
Now, back to the voice of the Lady Ds, Jason Summers.
Crowd's starting to roll in. Jim's starting to get packed up, warmed up. And we're going to get you a weather update in our next break. We know you want to know about Mother Nature and what she's got in store for us. And it sounds a little different than what we've had the rest of this winter, which is good weather. Here's Albie with the opening possession. Down by 13. A pass in the lane. Dyson up off the glass. Good. Katie Dyson, lefty, up off the glass. And Albie scores the first basket of this second half. 21-10 your score. Great to have Coach Jeff Graves along. One of the absolute best in the business. And great guy. Dedicated to all the kids. And he's been so instrumental over the years with the youth basketball program. And when he was down at Moravia, and up here and bring his son up and play some youth football and basketball. Really enjoyed getting to know him. Lady Mustangs with the basketball. Good defense applied right here by the Lady D's. Akins inside, puts a shot up, no good. Rebound loose, controlled by Bettis. Good box out that time by the Lady D's. Griffin brings it up. She'll go right side, Kristen Garver. She'll stand behind the arc. Look for something. Takes a dribble. Picks it up. Goes cross court. Griffin open. Squares up the three. Shot on the way. Oh! Another one halfway down and rims out. 21-10. 6:42 to go here. Just underway. Third period. Graves with it. Picks up her dribble. Right side. Harward. Here's a spin in the lane, shot up, off the iron, no good, rebound controlled by Bettis. Another one and done for the Mustangs. Abby doing a good job of clearing up the defensive boards. Griffin goes into lane, gets her defender to separate, steps back, shoots it up, good. Great step back that time by Griffin, got the defender off balance, step back, put the shot up, good. Abby's run off four straight. And the Mustangs will want to talk it over. 21-12. Your score here, 6:10 to go in the third quarter. We'll take a 20-second timeout. Come right back. You're listening to Lady D and Blue Demon Basketball.
Does your car or truck need tires? If so, call Dewey Motor Company at 641-932-5172. Dewey Motor Company sells all major tire brands for your car or truck. Dewey Motor Company, your tire headquarters. 932-5172. 932-5172. Or on the web at DeweyMotor.com.
Returning you back to the ball game with the one and only Jason Summers.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to 96.7 KIIC, broadcasting from Albia, Iowa. And tonight's boy-girl doubleheader, Lady D's, taking on their South Central Conference rival, the Lady Mustangs from Davis County. Shot put up by the Mustangs, drops. And good. Albion out. The lead trailing by 11. As Birchmeyer made the basket. Here's a loose ball picked up by the Mustangs. They'll go the other direction. Harward goes to the left side. Graves. Graves waits for her teammates to get across the half-court line. She'll set up the offense. Albion's man defense. Here's a long three by Graves. Shot up. No good. Rebound controlled by Bettis. Ooh. And that's a double dribble. Griffin bringing it up. I thought they were going to miss that for a second. Took them a half a step before they got the whistle to blow, but right call. Kenzie was looking to the right side for one of her teammates that wasn't looking back and went to pass it to him, and realizing she wasn't going to get it to her teammate, put the ball back on the ground. Here's a pass inside. Akins, long shot, no good, rebound, controlled by the Mustangs. Here's a dribble drive, put up off the glass, and good. Allie McClure chased down the long miss. Went right to the iron, puts it up, and good. And here's another foul on the Mustangs. Harward reaches in. 13-point lead. Abby started this quarter on a 4-0 run, and now the Mustangs on their own 4-0 run. Here comes some substitution, both ball clubs. Lady D's have Crawl, Bettis, Griffin, Peterson, and Bossert on the court. Griffin dribbles to the right side to Bossert, looking inside, nothing there. Goes to Peterson at the key. Peterson picks up a dribble and travels at the basketball. Didn't see that one. 25-12, Albion trailing here by 13. Albion went on a 7.5-minute stretch of basketball without a made basket. And 3 seconds in the lane now called on the Mustangs. Student section, they've got all decked out in their Hawaiian clothes. They're having a luau over there. Got lights decorated, palm trees. They've come all out. They always do. It's a lot of fun. Love the spirit here in the student body. Near steal by the Mustangs. Goes out of bounds. Albion gets the ball back. 4:11 to go. Albion trailing by 13. Inbounds goes to Griffin. She'll walk it up. Across the half-court line. Picked up by Guider. In the lane. Picks her dribble up. Goes down low. Kicks it back out. Bossert. Bossert shot up. And she'll leave it short. Saved in by Peterson. Great hustle by the senior. Peterson with the great hustle. Tried to save it back in. But it goes off of one of her teammates. And ball back to the Mustangs. Big D's in the house. Dan working his way up here. We'll get his commentary on the freshman game. I walked in there, and they were having all kinds of fun and success. Big D's in the house.
How we doing, Jason?
How you doing, little buddy?
I'm doing just fine.
How was that the freshman game?
You know, it's a good game. The kids are playing real well. They commanding lead, 47-point win again, so they continue to fill it up. They're doing a nice job with a half-court trap as well as a full-court trap, really working on some different things. And you know, that's what you want on a freshman. It really doesn't matter whether you win or lose. I don't say it because they had a big win. It's just getting better, and I think they really are, and that's what you like seeing.
Yeah, I love the effort watching there from the sideline. They all played with confidence. Here's a confident three-point basket by Shelby Graves. She's got 13 points and the lead now to 16. Dan, this has kind of been an atypical performance of the Lady D's of Lisa that you can see. They're just so close. We got a timeout on the court. We'll finish that thought when we come back, and we'll get a weather update during this break. We'll take one commercial break, and then Scotty can give us a weather update real quick. We'll take a quick timeout. Come back. You're listening to Lady D Basketball.
You may think that for quality surgery, you need big. Big hospital, big city. But Monroe County Hospital and Clinics invites you to think differently. Think close to home with excellent care. Our surgical team has been awarded 95% patient satisfaction 5 years running. And our general surgeon, Dr. Neil Sokol, gives you award-winning surgery with no travel required. So rethink the big. Think Monroe County Hospital and Clinics.
Thirty-five degrees here on Thunder Country KII. So let's take a quick look at that weather forecast. Right now, rain before 9 p.m., then rain and snow between 9 p.m. and midnight, then turning to all snow after midnight with low temperatures near 25. It will also be windy. Chance of precipitation is 100% with total nighttime snow accumulation of 3 to 5 inches possible. For Wednesday, snow with areas of blowing snow before noon, then a chance of snow throughout the afternoon with temperatures falling to around 21 degrees, wind chill values near 5. That wind will continue with wind gusts as high as 38 miles per hour with an additional 2 to 4 inches of snow possible. So, Jason, now back to you.
Couldn't get just snow. We had to get a little wind and, you know, just. But we've been fortunate. Here comes the Lady D's. I checked out the Mustangs. In transition, a shot put up by Birchmeyer. Can't get it to go, but she's fouled. Dan, as we went into the break, I was mentioning that, you know, this is a kind of an atypical performance. The ladies are so close.
Yeah.
I can't tell you the number of shots that have rimmed around and fallen out, and the number of opportunities we just are missing on, just barely missing. And that's the difference between this team being having a really good record and being where they're at.
It all season long, you know, and what a difference, you know, even from week to week and night to night. You know, a week ago we're down in Bloomfield. The Lady D's have actually the lead coming down the stretch, you know, in the game. And Shelby Graves did a nice job really getting their team back in and got them into an overtime situation. And they pulled out the victory down there. Here you're home. You know, you figure you're more relaxed. If you're used to the gym, the bounce of the rim, the way the floor works for you and everything. You'd think you'd have a better shot and just not able to get out on top of them here tonight.
This is a really good Lady D basketball team. Just miss it. Here comes Bossert with the basketball, right side. Albie trailing here. Cross-court pass to Griffin. All the way over the top of that defense to Peterson. Peterson looks, head fake, dribbles towards the basket, and travels to the basketball. 29-12, 17-point Davis County lead, 2:36 to go here, third quarter. Shelby Graves will walk it up. Picked up by Bossert. Tegan putting some defense on Graves. Graves puts a shot up and leaves it short, goes out of bounds, and this one will go back to the Lady D's.
You know, and you're right, though, Jason. All season long, we've just seen these Lady D's really work hard, and there go a good solid 9-10 players that really could contribute, and you just keep thinking, boy, they're just so close, and if they could just put it together one night, they'd really get a sense of how good they can become.
And they need that night.
Yep.
You know, they need that night. That'll build that confidence. And you can see it moments come on. And here's a shot up by Bettis. No good. Backside rebound. Peterson. She'll clear it out. And we're going to have a foul. I've been real impressed. Of course, you know, I think we have an outstanding interior play. You got Bettis, Peterson, and Dyson. And Katie Dyson. How, man, I'll tell you what. She is so strong.
She's
left-handed. And people don't, you know, that's tough to adjust to. Yep. And, you know, her future is. Sky is the limit.
Yeah, and she does a good job. You know, and Peterson gets in there for her size, just really bangs in there, does a super job in there, really offers some quality minutes for the team. And you just, like I say, they're just so close to getting everything clicking like they want.
We have a little KIC family in here. Jack and Johnny Flattery. John, did you wash your feet today? You want to make sure when you take those shoes off you don't stink when you go to count these stats up for me, bud. He's got a smile on. That's a no.
He's not going to answer.
Nope. When he takes his shoes off, everyone goes, "Wow!" Well, he goes, "What's wrong with me? I'm a fun guy."
Mm-hmm. That is so bad. I'm surprised it took me a second to catch that.
I love you. Here comes the Bossert. Shot up, block. Good defense there by the Lady Mustangs, but good transition basketball.
Well, the big center for Davis County, Birchmeyer, just stood right up there and blocked it. But a great drive, and I like taking Bossert taking that to the rack like that, trying to get that layup.
Here comes Lady D's back in transition, and we're going to have a blocking foul this time on the Mustangs.
I really like that out of taking Bossert. That's two times down the court. She's aggressive going towards the hoop, and that's what you got to do. And you're trying to get the bucket first, and if nothing else, get the foul, which is what she did, pulled the foul on the floor. You know, and that's just a good aggressive play, and I really like seeing that. That's what they need more of.
Here comes the inbounds. Bettis with it. Goes up top to Clark. Sarah Turns, spins in the lane, loses the basketball, picks it back up, goes inside. Bettis on the block. Good!
Nice. What a nice little bounce pass, entry pass to the post that Clark did. Just a great job to Bettis and the easy little 2 points.
Brooke did not hesitate. She didn't take a couple dribbles. She went straight up with it. Here's a shot by Graves. No good. Rebound to Griffin. Here comes the Lady D's in transition. Garver under the basket. Can't control it. Does get it off to Clark, and she's going to try to save it in, and it goes to the Lady Mustangs. 30 seconds to go here, third period. And Cincinnati was getting a little bit of offense going there, a little flow. Here's a pass down the block. Birchmeyer looks, nothing there. Here's a kick out. Guider, shot good.
Nice little jump shot there by Cammie Guider, the sophomore.
Right side, Garver, behind the arc, open, finds Bettis in the lane. Bettis turns, shot up, off the rim, can't get it to fall. Follow-up by Peterson, nothing doing at the buzzer. And once again, Dan, that ball rolled around there. And, you know, it's just been that way all season. So close, and so close can be so far away.
It is, and as the game gets a little further point spread, like we're now at 17-point spread, 31-14 through three quarters, everything just amplifies more. And so that little tip that goes in and out, you press just a little harder, and it's just hard to get those bounces and those rolls at those times.
Change those four possessions one way, and this the game's knotted up, and that's the difference.
Yep.
Let's take a quick timeout, come back with the fourth and final quarter. You're listening to Lady D and Blue Demon Basketball, and your sports leader in Southern Iowa, KIIC, and, of course, your weather leader. We'll have all the weather with live updates all night long. Keep you updated on this winter storm that's coming our way. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Maybe you're driving to work. Maybe you're driving home. Maybe you're driving the kids to school. Or maybe gas prices are driving you crazy. That's why you should drive by Hy-Vee and sign up for the Hy-Vee Fuel Saver Rewards Card. With Hy-Vee's Fuel Saver program, you simply shop at Hy-Vee and earn savings on gas. You could save $2 or more per gallon each week. Just to drive the point home, sign up for Hy-Vee Fuel Saver today. Some restrictions apply.
You're listening to Albia Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Here comes a steal on the inbounds. Dyson steps in, takes the way. Here comes the Lady D's in transition. Garver with it to Dyson on the block. Spins in the lane, puts the left off the glass. No good. Once again, just a little short. And here comes the Mustangs on the clear out rebound. We got those to fall a week ago.
Right.
And that's really been the difference.
And it just gets harder and harder as the game goes along here. Mustangs very content here, very patient on offense. They recognize the score to get a nice little jumper in the middle. Nice little rebound there by Griffin. Brings the ball up.
DeGarver, baseline, goes backside. Wow. Bettis, what a beautiful look. And the basket counts, the foul to come, and the charity shot to come here for Brooke Bettis. And she'll have a chance to do it old school style, Dan.
Kristen Garver, how about that awareness? She caught the ball and she recognized that she was just a little too far underneath the hoop, so there wasn't going to be a shot. Just made a very difficult pass around the defender to get it to Brooke Bettis. And, of course, Brooke gets it and has very good hands and good touch on the rim.
Free throw is good. 14-point lead. Put together some defense. This game is still very much open for the Lady D's. Here's a look like a double dribble, but nothing called. Yeah. Shot up again on the board. No good. Rebound. And we have over the back called on the Mustangs.
Good defensive effort there by, I think it was Dyson, actually boxing out and got a call on number 41, Audra Kincart.
John wants to know if we want something to drink. John? Yes.
Or maybe he's wanting something to drink. Want to know if we're ready to buy it for
I
him.
Think we're, he's yeah. wanting a drink.
He's trying to tell us, I'm thirsty.
Here's a pass inside. Oh, Bettis with a dish off to Griffin. Can't get it to fall. What a beautiful sequence of passing.
Really like seeing out of your post, too. I mean, Bettis could have easily taken it up and then got the shot, but saw an even better shot by Griffin cutting. And so I just like that look. And, again, it didn't go in, and that's just the story of the night. But what a good look and good court awareness by all the players.
You know, the Lady D's are right there. Here's a near steal. Ball loose. And Lady Mustangs will retain it. Left side it goes to Graves. But the Lady D's can just get that lead down to under 10. You're not going to get it all in one shot.
No.
So you just be patient. Get some good defensive stop. Get this lead down to under 10 with about two to go, and you have a chance.
It just takes, you know, one bucket at a time, one possession at a time. You know, get good looks on the offensive side. Defensively, try not to give an easy bucket. Have a foul here. Two shots coming for Graves. You know, and good shooter, good stroke, but still, I'd rather have Sear at the free throw line than taking that jumper. So I like the foul, but I think it was on Garver. I like that foul. Kristen Garver, what a defender she is.
Yeah, she's
outstanding. She really works her feet. She's a cross-country runner, so she's very agile and really moves fast and doesn't get tired easily.
Unselfish basketball. And her grandma's listening tonight from home. Joyce is recovering, and we want to give a shout-out to her. She's usually right here.
Yep.
Said we just need to give her a jersey. She's around the team that much. Here comes Garver. Hands it off to Griffin. Spins in a lane. Goes down baseline. Oh! Right idea. Just behind just Dyson.
Yep. Again, I really like they're attacking the rim and they're trying to get that little dump off pass to the post because they recognize the defense. Mackenzie Griffin recognizes the defense is going to collapse on her and just try to get a little bounce pass center. Just couldn't get it to the post. But you know, good effort, good try.
Here's tough D applied by the Lady D's. They'll man it up. Garver has the task of guarding Shelby Graves. Graves, one of the premier basketball players in the conference. To Akins. Down low it goes to Birchmeyer. She'll put the shot up. This one good. 18-point Lady Mustang lead. 5.5 to go. Garver behind the three-point line. They just sag off. They'll find a Bettis at the free throw line. Bettis in the lane, puts it up off the glass. No good. Dyson with the follow. Katie will take a couple of dribbles. Up top it goes. Garver dribbles in, tries to go down low, does. Bettis off the glass, can't get it to fall, but Birchmeyer on the arm, and that's two shots to come here for Brooke Bettis.
Again, just seems a real concerted effort here to try to get that pounded in there, and I like that. It's just we've got to get these free throws now. Brooke did her job getting the foul drawn, and a very good free throw shooter. And I don't have the stats in front of me, but, boy, she's very proficient, and, of course, I jinxed her.
Yeah,
you know
go,
I would.
Stalker.
That would be me. Misses the first one. Just has a nice little shot on most occasions. Oh, speaking of the stats.
Yeah, wrong once, but look at me. I've got the stats right here.
I'm a kid.
Maybe.
Misses actually both of them there. The Mustangs will bring it up, so I'll quit talking about the proficiency there. Not helping the team at all.
Here comes Harward. Albion, tight man defense this time. Graves being patient. Garver sliding her feet. And Graves gets a pick, gets the separation, puts a shot up. No good. Rebound controlled by Garver. Off to Griffin. Mackenzie Griffin high steps it up court to Crawl. Crawl, nothing there. Finds Dyson. And she'll go up top to Garver. Good ball movement here. Patience. Three on the way by Griffin. This one won't fall either. She had three nice looks tonight and just short on each of them. Here's a travel. The Mustangs give the ball back to the Lady D's. It has been a night of charity here. Both teams have been generous with the turnover. The difference being that the Lady Mustangs have converted. Those little roll-around shots fall through for the Mustangs, and they fall out for the Lady D's. And sometimes that's the way the cookie crumbles. Here's Peterson with it. Far left wing. Takes a dribble. Picks it up. Looks inside. Nothing there. Had Bosser for a moment. Boss will come out and try to set things back up, and we're going to have a timeout as Akiba. Notice that the little motion was stagnant.
Yep.
Didn't have things set up, and that's a good call by the coach. 4:02 to go. 18-point Davis County lead when we come back after this quick timeout. You're listening to Lady D Basketball.
Lathrop Construction is ready to move the earth for you. When you need to have your earth moved, contact Dean, Michael, or Natalie Lathrop at 799-1105 and let Lathrop Construction move your earth. Lathrop Construction is proud to support and sponsor the Albia Blue Demon Athletics.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
Bosser with the basketball after the timeout, and she just drops the ball after the whistle blows. She knows what happened.
Just lost her pivot foot there, and the ref alertly caught that, and she knew it as well. We are in the fourth quarter, 3:50 left in the game. Lady D, trailing 35-17 to the Lady Mustangs from Bloomfield.
Left side it goes, Guider to the top, Birchmeyer. Birchmeyer with the dribble. Has it taken away by Clark. Sarah gets away with the double dribble. She'll push it up.
Wow.
Here comes a... wasn't calling her out, but that was a...
Yeah, no, that's might have been three times there.
Oh, Clark with a long three. Just missed. She had that from downtown. Here's a shot on the way on the follow by Clark. Another nice look. Couldn't get it to fall.
You know, I don't mind the shot from Katie. More importantly, I like the fact that she followed her shot to get that rebound.
Oh, here's really another steal. Oh, I like the effort here. Yep. Sarah Clark. You know, you look at that, and you look at that lineup. Sarah's just a sophomore. Yep. Bosser, just a sophomore. Yep. Griffin, just a sophomore. Yep.
Two juniors at the post. I mean, it's a young squad, and like I said, they've just, you know, learning. We've got Garver and Peterson, the two seniors that are really logging a lot of minutes there. But just, you know, and then is it Jenna McLean? Yeah, I was going to say McLean's the other senior.
Seniors have been outstanding this year for the team. Oh, there's a nice strong move by Akins. She spins in a lane, puts it up good. 20-point lead, largest of the night for the Lady Mustangs. Right side it goes. Bossert dribbles to the baseline, puts a floater up, and no good once again.
You just
man alive.
And I'm a broken record now, but I just like that effort. I mean, taking it the hoop like that, she's not the tallest player out there, but driving hard and finishing up as high as she can. Good luck, you know, and that's as a sophomore. Those will come, and like, she needs to keep working on that. It'll get better, and there will be better days than tonight.
Boy, you just can't believe the number of shots that you fall in the other direction. Three put up by the Mustangs. No good. Ball is loose on the ground. Dyson will go down after it, and she'll tie up Harward. That'll arrow point now up his way, so the ball will go back to the Lady D's here. Final 2.5 minutes here. Dan Stocker, Jason Summers with you here in Albion, the South Central Conference doubleheader tonight. Looking forward to the boys' game. That was a great contest we had a week ago.
Boy, what a game and a performance by both squads. Yep. And I'll be very fortunate to come out of there with that win and won on the road. Mustangs have gone on a 3-game losing streak since then. So that's something they want to try to see if they can add to that.
They had been playing really, really good ball, and they continue to play. You know, but as I talked to Coach Graves at halftime of this game, you know, they have been so close.
Yeah.
In a lot of respects, very similar to our own team.
Yeah, and you know, playing, you know, they played Sheraton after us, and that's a team that is very, very good, and it's good to grade at times, and then they go down and play. I believe it was a Clark County, Missouri.
That's what it was. Yep.
You know, very good, solid program historically in Missouri. We don't see obviously a lot of them, but just if you pay attention, you know, they're a good program. So. You know, Coach Graves not shying away from anybody this late in the season, scheduling a tough non-conference game, and you know they're trying to build their program, keep themselves going. They got a lot of seniors on that squad coming up. They very much know what's going on. Those seniors are good leaders. I think they've been bitten a little with a flu bug last night, is my understanding. A few players might have been a little sick. I'm not sure if they'll be here tonight or not. You know, so that kind of impacted their team a little last night as well. And that was the game again against Clark County, Missouri.
Yeah, that's a quick turnaround, you know. Your legs got to get a little weary because, you know, they played on Friday night. I think they probably had Saturday off.
Right, last Tuesday. This will be the fourth game in 8 nights.
Yeah.
You know, it's just starting with last Tuesday. So
that's a lot of basketball.
Yes, it is. And it's the time of year. Again, I know they had two or three players, my understanding, was with the flu last night. And, you know, you get one, you know, you don't like missing. Two or three, and especially on some of those seniors, you just hate seeing them gone.
Well, the Mustangs with a 20-point lead and 2 minutes to burn off the clock. Lady D's would like to make a run here and make this a little more interesting. Get better. These are get better minutes
That's right.
Here's a shot up by Akins. Good. Or check that. That was Birchmeyer. With a name like that, they got to be good. Isn't that what Tom Birchmeyer's tree service? Here's a long three. This one from a different zip code. Yeah, coming off the bench is Haley Hudson.
Yep, just checking in. And that's she has really worked. You know, she spends a lot of time in the gym during the offseason, and she likes that outside shot.
There.
Has had a hard time getting herself loose so far, but that's something they're trying to work on.
Cassie Crawl with the strip away. Good defense there. And here's Dyson on the block. And
a little shuffle.
Yeah. You know, it's easy to get happy feet when you're that close to the basket.
Wasn't that our bumper music coming in?
Maybe I think it was.
Shuffling.
That's John Flattery's theme song right there. No, that Gangnam style, that's right. He stole the mic during a football season. Went on a tirade. He made Gangnam Style what it is today.
You know, it was an unknown song and video at the time, and then when he came on with that on a Friday night, I mean, it just exploded. There's no doubt he is Gangnam Style.
He is.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for him to break out his own single. Hearing him sing Sexy Lady, they're just nothing quite like it. 58 seconds to go. I'll be trailing by 22 here in the final minute of the game. Here's a shot put up by Guider, contested by Dyson, and rebound to Strasco. She'll push it ahead. Out front to Clark. Sophomore to sophomore. Clark picks it up. Strasco. Right wing. Inside it goes. Here's a tip nearly stolen away, and the Mustangs are going to come up with it once again here in the final 37 seconds. This may be the last possession of the night. Here's a long three by Guider. Good! Wow. She's showing off her range. The Lady Mustangs, they have a lot of really good athletes. They've executed tonight. And really the difference being is their shots have fallen and ours are rimmed out.
Yeah, you know, just it's one of those nights, you know, and it's just so frustrating. And again, you know, these girls are trying to do everything they can. The coaches, I think, do a great job with them over there, Coach Achenbach and Haywood, and they really try to work and develop these girls all along. And it just, you hate to be this late in the season and not get things put together.
Here's another travel. I think the stat that I'm most interested in tonight is the number of traveling violations on the combo for both teams.
I suppose on such a, you know, potentially miserable winter night, everyone wants to do a little traveling.
Absolutely. I said earlier, if I was a travel agent tonight, I'd be racking
in.
And here's a beautiful pass inside. And then a follow shot at the buzzer. No good. They're going to wave that off. They're not going to shoot the free throws. Sarah Clark put up the shot and was fouled. They'll wave it off. And that will be your final score of 42-17. And, Dan, 1 week ago, this was a totally different ball game. And the difference being is the baskets dropped last week. We dribble-drived. That's where we missed. And go ahead and tell me all about it, bud.
Yeah, it was rotten.
I got right in the middle of a sneeze.
It's just one of those deals, and that's why any given night you never know, and so you take advantage of the opportunities you have. And last weekend the girls had an opportunity and just unable to come through with that. And that's the one you really feel most sorry for. You know, tonight you just got down early, the girls did, and it's just not happening. And that's you take your lumps sometimes, but boy, you sure wish, you know, quite honestly, you wish last Tuesday they would have gotten that win. That's the one they needed to get.
Well, it was you know, you look at the performance, and you got to look and say, hey, the Mackenzie Griffin continues to be a player that really started. She's running the point guard position as a sophomore. That's a tough place to be. I thought inside tonight, Katie Dyson continued to show her strength. Brooke Bettis is just an outstanding basketball player. Kylie Peterson, the senior, she's shown really good poise out there as a senior. She's taken her shots, and you know, all in all, you say, hey, we missed a few opportunities, and sometimes that's the way the old ball bounces.
Yeah, you know, you just hate to see that again. You know, and right now you kind of wind down the final like few games for the Lady Ds and those seniors especially. You know, you really want to see them finish up on a strong note and have some really good positive memories, not just the camaraderie they've had with their teammates, but also get a couple wins to finish the year out. And so hopefully they can kind of piece that together here in the next few games for them.
Well, we got a dandy in store for you. The two of the best coaches in the entire conference, Coach Grace, Coach Archer, are going to go at it. And two teams that are very similar, and we're going to have it all for you when we take a timeout and come back, set things up. You're listening to Lady D and Blue Demon Basketball. Don't go anywhere.